This is the fourth section of Maximum Memory Power by John Williams, copyright 2006. All rights are reserved. This audio is only available with the Maximum Memory Power ebook from eBook Wholesalers. Helping others to remember you. The points I make about why we don't use our mental storage and recall very well applies to almost everyone. By helping others to remember you and what they discuss with you and any agreements you make will obviously be of benefit to you as well as them. Most people, unfortunately, won't have the tips and strategies you get here, so not many will make enough effort to remember your name when they are introduced to you. Make it as easy as you can without pushing yourself onto them. Say your own name during the conversation. If it's appropriate, ask them for their business card and make sure that you have some of yours with you in case they ask for one. I sometimes ask people for an extra card which I can pass on to a colleague too. Help the Master of Ceremonies promote you. If you have to present a talk or other presentation, find the person who will introduce you and give them a card with your name and the subject printed out to make it easy for them. If there is a full formal program, then it's worthwhile to have a brief, clear introduction printed out for them. If they don't use it, you're no worse off, but most Masters of Ceremonies will appreciate the effort you've taken to ease the load on them slightly, and they'll sometimes give you an unexpected boost with their remarks as they introduce you. Powerful introductions. What do you tell people about yourself when you are introduced to them in a business situation or at a function for business people? Do they remember you as Bill Smith, the happy upholsterer, or just another Bill Smith? Or it might have been Jones. Prepare a brief, clear couple of sentences which describe you and what you do. I'm an accountant. Won't cut it. But maybe something like, I help people to secure their assets and reduce their taxes. Might make you be noticed and remembered better. How long? 3 sentences would be the absolute maximum. Imagine that the introduction might happen, as it's happened to me a couple of times, in an elevator, and you only have the few seconds until they reach their floor to get your message across without being pushy. Don't mess up your message. Like most people, I've got an answering machine. I know that some people don't like leaving messages on answering machines. Let's hope your competitors are like that. I know that we all prefer to talk to a real person much more than to a piece of silicon, but the reality is that few people can always be available when we call them. The people who buy and maintain their own answering machines are demonstrating that they don't want to miss you and they will call you back if you leave a clear message. Well, 99% of them anyway. I even put time into making my taped message, which asks you to leave your contact information as friendly and non-canned as I can. But every week there are at least a couple of messages which don't contain enough information about the caller or why I should contact them. There is a scam where people leave messages on answering machines, and when the business person dials the number in their message, their call is switched to an overseas exchange, and the call is charged at a very high rate. So we have to make sure that the person we call knows who we are, why they should return our call, how they may benefit, and that it is legitimate. I recommend that you prepare a short message, like the elevator introduction, before you even pick up the phone for your next call. Make sure that you do spell your name if it might not be clear to someone that has not heard it before, and repeat the phone number with its area code, if appropriate. You might be amazed how many people rattle off their phone number faster than the fire rate of a modern machine gun because they know it so well. You can tell the person the best time to call you back, but I prefer to give them an alternative number, such as my mobile phone, rather than announce to people that I don't know when my office will be unattended. Overview of the systems. One shortcut to learning anything more quickly is to connect it with something which you already know. That approach will streamline your progress in memory improvement as well as any other learned skill. My memory has been pretty good, though it needed some retraining after an accident some years ago. The procedures are now fairly automatic for me, and I don't consciously use the systems much, but I first learned them in a similar step-by-step way to what I show you here. I use the numerical peg system to recall numbers, and the link system for shopping lists and the like. The numerical peg system intrigued me, because I'm a computer geek. So I found it easy to apply myself to getting the first 10 and then 100 numerical pegs down cold. If that seems too much, you could use one of the other systems instead for some of these tasks. I suggest that you at least make the effort to learn your first 10 numerical pegs. They will serve you well, even if you go no further with the system. I think that many readers will be encouraged by the benefits they see when they start to use those 10 pegs, and most will probably work to fix more into their minds and use them. If 10 are enough for you, then that's fine too. I used the link system when shopping. I found that I could start from whatever item on my list for that day, which I first saw on the shelves. Then I just worked backward or forward as other items came into view. But some people find that they have to start at either end of their series of links and count through to the item that they see. That won't usually take more than a few seconds anyway. You may be more comfortable if you switch those choices around. There's no one perfect choice which will suit everybody to the same degree. Many persons use these systems differently to me, and there are many variations which have their own supporters. It will take you a while to find those systems and tips which give you the best results, but remember, none of these exercises will be wasted. At the very least, you will get some improvement to your current methods of storing and recalling information, but you will also be exercising your mental muscles, and the benefits of doing that in a productive way have been proven many times over. I've seen these methods work with people that I've shown them to, so I suggest that you try them as they are shown here. Then you can make any changes you want to better fit them to you when you have the basics of second nature. In the next section, there's more tips and strategies that real people like you have proven will improve our memory usage. It's that easy to get maximum memory power.